listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. We've been having a conversation about freedom. My last guest, Chris Collin, wrote about it in his feature piece. And he also wrote that the Me Too movement can be seen very much as a freedom fight that's happening right now in this country. Within the past 2 years, stories of sexual harassment, assault, and abuse in Hollywood and the entertainment industry were highly publicized and continue to be. The California legislature came into the spotlight, as did politics and the We Said Enough effort. The food and restaurant industry, too, has experienced the impact of people speaking out about sexual assault, harassment, and abuse. And that's the part of the conversation I want to explore right now. In the studio with me to talk about this is Sarah Saldana. She is a sous chef at the Golden Bear Restaurant in Sacramento. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
She's also an artist and a creator. Kimio Bezet is a restaurateur. He co-owns the Golden Bear, Hook and Ladder, and a number of other eateries in Sacramento. Hi, Kimio.
Hello.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
On the phone with us is Janelle Bitker. She is a journalist and writer for Eater SF. She's the former food critic and editor of Sacramento News and Review. Hi, Janelle. Glad to have you here, too.
Hey, Beth.
So, Sarah, let's start out with any observations you have about what's changed in your work world or the atmosphere around you in the last, let's say, year and a half, 2 years?
Well, people are definitely much more aware, I believe. There's definitely some people who talk about this movement quite a bit, and I can definitely feel that, like, there has been some light shed around Sacramento and just in the industry as well, and I'm pretty grateful for it because it's a great feeling to have.
Is it literal in the sense of how people speak to each other or attitudes that you perceive around you?
I think it's attitudes. People are a lot more, I don't know, it's kind of like a vibe in a way. Like people are just kind of happier and there's a lot more respect going on and a lot more equality. And I think it's really great.
Those are important words, respect and the vibe around you. What differences do you see, Kimio?
Well, there's just no tolerance at this point, you know. I mean, it's long overdue, but anyone that doesn't embody those things kind of has to go.
Have you had any self-awareness?
I don't know. I'm half Japanese. You know, you stay aware, I think, you know, self-aware. But you want to be extra careful. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's a climate of no tolerance. And I mean, I don't think that way anyway, but. Yeah, just want to tread very lightly and respect, I think, is probably at the heart of it.
My opinion is that self-awareness has happened for all of us in our language and how we treat each other, not just in a specific workplace or industry. Janelle, can you broaden this out a little bit and talk about what's happening in the restaurant food scene beyond Sacramento into the Bay Area and across the country?
Sure. Well, a lot of really high-profile stories have emerged about big name chefs in places like Oakland and in New York. In Oakland, Charlie Hallowell was accused in December of 2017 by 17 women of sexual harassment. The San Francisco Chronicle did a big story, and then that number ballooned to more than 30. And that's been the really big story in the Bay Area, sort of following what's happening to his restaurants. He owned three that were really popular, famous nationally. He was sort of known as being a proponent of sustainability and equity in a lot of ways. So I think it really hit home in a big way that this guy who talks the talk clearly does not actually follow suit when it comes to women. Anyway, he ended up selling two of his restaurants to former employees under a lot of pressure. But then at the same time, he's opened a new restaurant. His restaurants remain really popular, packed every night. So it's been interesting to see sort of the conversation of, you know, what should happen to him? What should happen to his restaurants? Why are people still working for him? Why are so many women still working for him? Why do people still go to those restaurants? And, does someone like him deserve redemption? I think that's a big question a lot of people are asking.
Kimmy O'Sara, do you have thoughts about that, about maybe an atmosphere or a vibe, as you say, Sarah, that's known about certain places, and yet behaviors or rumors or stories continue?
That's delicate, I suppose. But using a broader example, I mean, I was in Chicago with a group of guys on kind of a research and discovery trip this past fall. And we walked by Italy, which I'd never been to any of them, and it wasn't even a consideration, you know. Like, I'm not going to give money to a scumbag like that, so. But that's me. And you're right, there are a lot of people that have short memories or can be very fickle, and people want the new thing. And sometimes you're able to sort of brush the ownership component under the rug or overlook it. But me personally, no thanks.
Sacramento's Bacon Fest kicks off this week. The organizers chose an all-female panel to judge the 8th Annual Chef's Challenge. I think you're on that panel, Sarah?
I'm in the competition. I'm not one of the judges.
You're in the competition. Okay. And Janelle, you're on the panel, correct?
I'm on the panel, yeah.
So tell me what that signals, what that said to you, that there was a concerted effort to make this choice in the judging.
I think it's amazing. It's so great to see. I judged Bacon Fest once a few years ago, and the panel was almost all men, and men really dominated the conversation in the judges' room. And it always kind of felt like, oh, we're adding women because we have to. Like the token women are on the panel, and now it's like really valuing women and the opinion of women. So I think that's great.
And competitions like this are important when you're in the business and you're creative. And I know you approach your work as artistry, Sarah. So add some more context to the meaning of being part of this.
Being part of the industry or the competition?
The competition and being raised up in a way of not only competing, but judging and the place of women in the industry.
Being part of the competition is really exciting. I've always wanted to be a part of it. I never got to. Now that having the chance, I'm super excited to be a part of it, and I can't wait to see the other women and what they do in the competition. And being in the industry, like, I started when I was pretty young, and being raised in that, it's honestly like having a whole like different type of childhood growing up as a teenager. But I think it's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Do you remember anyone pulling you aside along the way in a mentoring way and saying, hey, you're in this industry, you're a woman, you have to be careful about X, Y, Z. If you're smart, you're going to do this, this, and this.
Yeah, actually, I've been very fortunate to have great mentors. They've all looked out for me, and the men I've worked with I've been fortunate enough to have people who respect me and care for me. And I've always been like the little sister in kitchens. So I feel very fortunate because I know a lot of other women in kitchens probably haven't had that type of experience or more or less of it.
What else specifically, Kimmy O, is happening in the Sacramento area, either to more directly stop the negativity or uplift where the positive direction is going, where the diversity and the equity are more celebrated?
Within Sacramento, like we said at the start of this conversation, I mean, there's just been this total paradigm shift, I think. So it's no longer optional, I don't think, anyway. But also, you're seeing a lot more law firms and private organizations putting on workshops and sensitivity training and compliance training and stuff like that. It's just the time's come, you know. So,
do you think that's because the conversation overall has been raised up, starting with the Hollywood scandals?
100%, yeah. I mean, it's the most relevant, I mean, one of the most relevant labor issues of our time. So, now, you know, we personally retain a law firm specifically pertaining to employment law, harassment training being part of that. But shout out to Cohen Durrett, LLP. But yeah, compliance is important to us. Sensitivity is important to us. Respect is important to us.
That's Kimmy O. Bazette, a co-owner of the Golden Bear Restaurant in Sacramento, as well as the Hook and Ladder. Sarah Saldana is a sous chef at the Golden Bear, and Janelle Bitker is a journalist who has looked at the Me Too movement within the food and restaurant scene. Janelle, do you see a significant difference between Sacramento and how it's treating the food and restaurant industry by this measure compared to San Francisco?
It's honestly hard for me to say since I am not in Sacramento day to day, but it does feel like this issue is really dominating conversations in the Bay Area constantly. And I wonder if it's the same in Sacramento or if because a big story hasn't emerged out of Sacramento, like no names have been named, so maybe it can be on the background a little bit more. But in the Bay Area, whenever I write about a new restaurant and I talk to the chef and owner, it tends to come up. There's a lot of women-owned restaurants here where this new generation of younger women really want to help women, and they really want to make sure they're creating this space, actively friendly environment that can help other women succeed. So I'm hearing a lot of that here.
Sarah, what do you look ahead to in this industry? What do you want to do, and how much do you have a sense of being one of those mentors yourself?
Eventually the goal is to become an executive chef somewhere at a, great company. As a mentor myself, that's like a dream to have someone look up to you and like want to learn from you. So I can only hope for that.
Bacon Fest is a bright spot here in the food and restaurant scene in the middle of winter, isn't it, Kimio?
Or just in general. I think everyone deserves to have a little fun in this country right now. So,
well, there's a point. So the fun happens starting with the kickoff party at Urban Roots Brewing and Smokehouse on February 6th. When is the big chef's competition at Mulvaney's B&L?
That's February 10th. It's a Sunday.
And you're keeping top secret what your preparation is, right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think
I'd get anywhere with that. There are a lot of events at many venues. What's happening in your restaurant scene, Kimio?
We're just doing a brunch on Saturday, starting extra early for us, 8 a.m. The whole idea, Guido, the founder's idea, is to not have things really overlap, so everyone's sort of collaborating and sharing, that kind of thing.
I think they're very easygoing events that are really meant to just get people out, even though it's been rainy and snowy, get out of the house, go downtown, enjoy the life down there, right, Sarah?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's worth coming out just to check out the diversity of the crowd. Bacon speaks to all walks of life. It's pretty cool.
It's funny, isn't it? That's amazing. Soon as you say the word, we all know the smell.
Yeah.
Then we all know the taste.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have you hooked now, Janelle?
Oh, I'm so ready.
Okay, so where is this bigger conversation going to go about the industry? And I'm going to come back to your word, Sarah, because I think that's so important. Respect and everything that goes along with that. Janelle, what do you see out on the horizon?
I see this conversation continuing for a really long time. I think a lot of restaurants are standalone small businesses that don't necessarily have the resources to hire on a lawyer or have an HR department. So I don't think these issues are going to go away. I think it's going to be a big problem for a long time. But I think the more we talk about it, the more change we can make. And I think the more that male chefs step up in these conversations, so it's not just about women talking about this, but men talking about this, men mentoring women and making sure that women are feeling safe, I think that's going to be huge.
And to what degree, Kimio, does it start at the top? Because there have been celebrity chefs named in stories, and certainly the kitchen of Mario Batali is one of those that's making headlines.
Yeah, I'd read that they'd known for years. He was known as behind the scenes as the Red Menace, and if he was out drinking and came back to one of his restaurants, most of the female staff would steer clear. I mean, this was quiet for how long? So speaking up, because it's the right thing to do. As far as from the top, well, culture trickles down, so I think that letting everyone know that policies are non-negotiable, and that it's just, again, the right thing to do, that we have a duty to make everyone feel safe and protected and respected.
Do you want to add a final thought, Sarah, about probably for you, the creativity and the joy that you find in this place and the direction that you see it going in the future?
Oh, I have so much joy doing everything in this industry, but I'm just really happy to be working for a company and working with Kimyo that, you know, guarantees and doesn't tolerate any of that. And I just see it. I can see it changing, and I'm looking forward to it.
All right. The only thing left to say is bacon. So all together, here we go into Bacon Fest. So thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for jumping off of what is a really fun festival into such a serious conversation. I appreciate that you were willing to make that transition with us.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thanks for having us.
Kimyo Bazette and Sarah Saldana. And Janelle, thanks always for your perspective. Glad to have you again on Insight.
Thank you.
So Bacon Fest kicks off February 6th with lots of events through the week. We'll post a link on our website, capradio.org. And there's more information there about the work that each of my guests is doing. It's all on Cap Radio. And we'll be right back.